Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Sidebar with Cindy
on Kaya FM 95.9.
Kaya FM 95.9, home of the Afropolitan. Welcome to Sidebar with Cindy with me, Dr. Cindy Sile van Sail. And tonight, we're speaking about lobola. The question I'm asking is, what is lobola used for in this modern day and age? We'll be taking your calls on 086-000-959. The hashtags on social media are Sidebar Cindy and Kaya FM Talk.
Let the good doctor give you some expert advice.
Sidebar with Cindy.
Every Monday to Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.
Welcome to Sidebar with Cindy on Kaya FM 95.9, home of the Afropolitan. If you've missed any of the previous shows, please visit kayafm.co.za. Click on FM Rewind and the podcasts are there. And if you're not in Gauteng, you can tune in on DSTV's audio bouquet, channel 861, or you can go to kayafm.co.za and listen live. So this evening's show is a very interesting show. There's been a lot of response on social media already, so I'm going to try and get through as many of those tweets as I can. But we're speaking about lobola, and the question that I'm asking you tonight is, in this modern day and age, what is lobola used for? And the reason why we're asking this question is because some families charge, ask quite exorbitant amounts of lobola for their daughter that's going to get married. And, you know, this can cause a rift in some families. It may have the couple starting off their married life, you know, in debt. And we want to talk about all of these things tonight. We want to unpack all of this tonight and have honest opinions and really get to the bottom of this. And I'm happy to be joined on the line by two guests. I'll be chatting to Kabelo Chabalala. He wrote an article about this, and we'll be talking about that article. And we'll be taking your questions as well on everything. We'll also be speaking to cultural expert Unuma Kugu Ngobese, who'll be enlightening us about the roots and the purpose of ilobola based on the African tradition. So I'm looking forward to your comments. The number to call is 086-000-959. So I'd like to welcome Kabelo Chabalala to the show. Good evening, Kabelo, and thank you so much for joining me on Sidebar with Cindy.
Good evening, Dr. Cindy. How's it?
Good. So, Kabelo, you wrote a piece about lobola, and what prompted you to write it?
I think one of the most, and I think introduction, I talk about how I've always looked forward to being Malume Majeri Toho, and probably to try and change the whole approach of why. Often when you hear uncles who go to lobola negotiations come back with such very bizarre reasons, such as our daughter is going to be 100,000 or 80,000. Pela udzini skolo, she's a doctor, she has a degree. And then it begs the question, when you are a parent to your daughter, are you perhaps taking your child to school so that someone's son at some point in their future has to kind of repay you for you doing your responsibility as a parent of actually paying school for your child? Because if you can't be in a negotiation table and you're asked as to why you think we must pay 100,000, and the first reason that comes to your mind is because you took your child to school. And second of all, the other argument is the one that is centered around if Tirelizo comes into marriage and then has a son or a daughter, you are told that, hey, for the fact that this money cannot be 80,000, maybe it should be 40,000. A person's quality or character cannot be reduced to whether they come into a marriage having a child or not. Mm-hmm. That you cannot say it's 90,000 because you are childless, or it's 40,000 because you have a child. We that whole negotiation is very much flawed, specifically because if you look into the history of why there was lobola or mahadi, it was more about putting two families together, putting two kids that are supposed to start a new family and grow, you know, each other's family or names. But now it has become some transaction to close over the debt of parents who somehow forget that having to take your school to the best schools or to varsity, it's your basic fundamental responsibility as a parent. And it being something you're going to cash in the day you hand over your child in marriage.
Okay. So that's one opinion. Okay. I have Unuma Kugu Ngobese. She's a cultural expert joining us. Thank you so much for joining us for the show, Unuma Kugu.
Yes.
So
hello.
Hi, we can hear you. Welcome to the show.
Oh, yeah. Nice to be with you.
Thank you very much. So I think let's start with you know, you explaining to us what Ilobolo was meant to do for families.
Yeah, originally, Lobola were presents from the groom's side, given to the bride's side. It was not a prescribed Lobola as it is today. And there is no wonder why there is escalation of domestic violence. Now there is medium capital, which has changed everything in terms of Lobola. As I've said, that there was no prescription at all, because it was an extension of two families coming together. But now, seemingly, the bride's side are prescribing many things for the groom to pay, like the one that I've been listening to was saying, he is correct. If your daughter is educated, now the groom must pay more, which is unlike us. You must remember that as indigenous people of this country, we were living communally. We share everything. But now it has just changed. People are so individualistic. They are looking for to gain. They are selling their own daughters. And as it is, no one can tell us that he or she doesn't see how the world has changed because of extorted lobola.
Okay.
So like domestic violence.
Okay, Mam Nomagugu. So in the family, the elders, Kunabumkulu, Nabumalume, and so on, surely they know what the original purpose of Ilobolo is, and so why can't they intervene and say something to prevent you know, the exorbitant amounts that are being charged and then the subsequent idea that our daughter was sold to that family? Why can't they say something if they know what the original plan was?
It's not easy now, because everything in our world, in our country, has changed the mindset of the indigenous people. They are looking to gain a lot at the expense of their daughters. It's not easy for the old people to take charge, because if you could see, there are churches, there are many things that influences money, which have sold the who we are in terms of Lobola. It's not easy for the old people to turn the clock back, except for those individuals like us in our indigenous religion. We are not expecting the groom's side to pay whatever, but the groom must give us things that comes from the innermost, not that to be dictated upon. Like laptops, refrigerators, there's a lot. Even tractors. You know, it's a shame. It's a disgrace to our side to find our nation turning to be maybe some banks. The families have turned to be banks for the groom only, which to me is a great inequality. And in most cases, when we talk about these two families, they should have mutual understanding. Even the marriage should be shared equally. But today, people have just turned their backs. They look at the profession of their daughter. They don't mind about the groom side, which is very unfair. To me, something must be done. I like it when you are doing these debates. Maybe some of other people will see that the problems that we are facing today in domestic violence, one of the aspects is this Lobola thing, which is the price of the Lobola today.
Okay, so we'll be taking calls on 086-000-959. Let us start off with Mkolisi. Hi, Mkolisi.
Hi, Doc. So I think, first things first, I think we all know what the purpose of Lobola is. I don't think that's in question, right? It's the notion that we're bringing together two families, and this gathering that is brought together by an exchange of gifts. I think that's really important. So the process and the significance of the cultural practice, I think that's still very important even in this day and age. But perhaps we need to get to a point whereby we actually don't exchange money, where there is not an exchange of money, where all it is families coming together. We may exchange gifts, right? So where you bring blankets for the in-laws, a jacket for the father, whiskey for those who drink alcohol, just basic gifts, right? Not more than a grand, let's say. But that's literally what it should be, because I think As the expert has alluded to the fact that now people are really abusing the process and using it as a means to get other things that were not intended as part of the cultural practice, I think the cultural practice in and of itself is important, even for legal reasons. For example, in this country, if you've gone through the Lobola process, even though there was 5 rand that was exchanged or 20,000 rand that was exchanged, and there's been a ceremony, you are considered being married. So it's still an important process that even the law realizes its significance and respects its significance. So I don't think we should do away with the process rather than do away with the money. I think the money is the problem.
Okay, so I asked this question earlier on to Manumakuku, and I'm asking again that since we know all of this, we know that some families are exploiting the situation, why can't we speak up?
We are trying to, but it's rather hard. For example, I can think of a situation whereby I'm coming to marry Dr. Cindy's daughter, right? At that point in time, the power imbalance is rather skewed in your favor, right? I am the one that's coming to you seeking your daughter's hand in marriage. I can't necessarily then start off on a bad footing with my in-laws, right? So it's hard. We can speak about it before, but not during the process, because then you guys will think I'm a rude son-in-law, I won't treat your daughter properly. There are all those insinuations that are made from my behavior leading up to that process. Okay. So it's easy to talk about the process outside of the Lobola negotiation itself, but the moment that I want to marry someone that's in your family, it becomes a bit hard. I think that's the problem.
Okay, well, if you've just joined us, you're listening to Sidebar Cindy with me, Cindy Sibe-Fansale. And this evening, we're speaking about Ilobolo. And Ukabelo Chabalala, who's one of our guests, he wrote an article that he titled Lobola Being Used as a Payback Check, right? And he's spoken a bit about that. And Mamnoma Kukungobese is on the show. She's a cultural expert, and she's explaining to us what the original, significance of paying Lobolo was. Taking calls on 086-000-959. We have Tsepo calling us from Joburg. Hi, Tsepo. Welcome to Sidebar Cindy.
Hi, good evening, Dr. Cindy. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm okay, thanks. This is one cultural practice that my partner and I, we fought so many times about it, and I was like, okay, it's fine. You know what? I will pay the money, even though I just don't like it. Because of, like, for one lady, it just doesn't make sense to me, you know. They say you pay to appreciate the parents, but if you look at the word appreciation is something that you do willingly out of your own heart, and nobody negotiates what you must do to appreciate. You understand? Like, for example, if you want to appreciate your parents for what, like, you know, for raising you up and et cetera, because of now you are well established, you decide in your own heart. I mean, the Bible says that God loves a cheerful giver, so let every man decide in his own heart how much he's willing to give and he's able to give. But with Lobola, it has got nothing to do with appreciation for me.
Okay,
because
so
I've already.
Okay. So, Tsepo, when you and your partner had this discussion, was it because her family had asked an exorbitant amount, or were you expecting him to ask an exorbitant amount? What led to this discussion?
No, like what led to this discussion was that we were discussing our expectations when it's about the future, when we're going to be married. And I actually expressed that, you know what, I don't believe in this Lobola. And you know what, and all of those things that are involved and the reasons, because of, like, from growing up, I've always asked that, why do we have to pay Lobola? And the finest reason that I received was that, no, because of Masari, so Shaleta Lobola will be used to buy bed. And where have I been sleeping?
Okay, so what,
needs to
so
come
how would,
with
so
that,
how would you want think? How would you want it to happen? What would you want to see happen?
Well, you know what, anything can happen, but I don't have to pay money to show her, number one, I appreciate her parents. You understand? Because of another thing also, they say that it is used to bring two families together. But my question has always been, is that the only way, you know, to bring two families together? I mean, in this day and age, you've got things like your family reunion whereby, you know, like we discuss, okay, we will go to some, maybe some place like vacation, we spend a weekend there. I can even spend, you know, or we can even organize and then everyone comes with their own gift to appreciate the other. But with the lobola, it doesn't make sense because of another thing is that they say, with the lobola money, the money will be used to buy my family gifts from the woman's side. Ah, come on. To me, it's like you are giving someone money to buy you a birthday present on your birthday.
Okay, so we have Utamsanga. Okay, thanks, Tipo. Hi, Utamsanga. Welcome to Sidebar, Cindy.
Hello, Lindani.
Fine, thank you.
I'm good. Utamsanga from Mbombo. Okay, this Lobola thing, or Lobola thing rather, it's part of our tradition or culture, right? But the only thing that's not part of our culture is the number of cows.
Okay.
All the cows in fact. Now, we need to understand how this cow thing started. This thing started in around about 1878.
So before 1878, there were no cows given?
It wasn't necessarily cows.
Okay.
You'd give the other family with whatever you have. If you want it to be cows, then it will be cows. If you want it to be baskets and whatnot, you do that. Now, and then in 1878, Seshetsin called on the Zulu king and the Mahlubi king at the time and told them, now, this thing needs to be structured to make it proper. And how do we do that? We put on like 11 cows or so, and more cows for royal families and whatnot. And he knew that he was doing that to limit the number of people, limit the growth of African people. That's why he did it on his side. Well, but because our king at that time, they were ill-informed, and whatever the colonizers did or say, they'll take it at face value and do as they say. So we've been talking about this in my home traditional council and meeting with the traditional leaders and saying to them or to the traditional council that we need to relook how things are done in this community about the lobola itself. Because this is not how it was intended. And some of the people in the traditional council were against what even though they know the history behind it, they were against it because like they're like, now people are gonna come want to marry in Ghanese coating with nothing when they have no money. They'll come with five baskets. So now our leaders know this, our traditional leaders know this, that it's all about gifts. Whether it's money or whether it's 10 cows or whether it's 100 cows, it's all about gifts. But it's the number of cows that's untrue or wrong, rather.
Okay, thank you so much for that, Tamsanga. So when you come back from the break, we'll go straight to Umamnoma Kugungobese and get comments from her. I'll be back after this on Sidebar Cindy.
Sidebar with Cindy.
On Kaya FM 95.9.
Kaya FM 95.9, you're listening to Sidebar Cindy on the home of the Afropolitan. And this evening we're discussing Lobola and its significance in this day and age. Just a few comments on Twitter. I'll just read one of the comments. And Badoris 2 says that it's a huge scam. Young men are the victims and we are taught to bear the burden regardless of the fundamental inconsistencies with the values we hold. So that when we become old men, we will do the same to other young men when they seek our daughter's hand in marriage. And I must say it's quite sad to see Ilobola being described as a scam. But before we carry on chatting to Mamnoma Kuku Ngobese, who's a cultural expert, let's take a listen to this clip that I had a show with Lina Ngobo and her daughter Dombi, and we had a caller, and this is what we heard on the 25th of September.
And I mean, I understand ukuthi amaphokethi maka empty why ufuna ukushaya.
Aw mama,
uthando mama, it goes beyond amaphokethi.
Mama uthando olingana netri.
Mama, yazi ukuthi something ne mama. Sengifakaza indaba zabantu, I'm sure mama was going to go there. But ubaba ongizalayo when he paid lobola, he paid 170 rand.
180 baby.
180. 180, but look at them now. 180 of
rand.
They have built from nothing.
And we've been together for 40 years. And
hey,
Okay, so that was the clip from a show that I had with Mamlina Ngobo and her daughter, media personality Untombi. So, Mamlo Makuku, you heard the previous caller talking about when the issue of the number of cows came in. You've just listened to the clip about empty pockets, you know, coming into marriage with empty pockets. What are your comments on this? Hello?
Hello?
Mama, did you hear what
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes.
Okay. So did you hear the clip that I just played just now?
My network now.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Okay,
yes.
we'll try and get you back on a better line. I'll let me chat to Ukabelo. Ukabelo, you heard the clip I played just now, and you also heard the call from Utam Sangla speaking about, you know, when the number of cows came in and so on. What are your thoughts around that?
I heard that. What I find interesting is that, of course, the part about it being a scam almost sounds very true because of where we find ourselves, specifically as men. And also the part about it being our culture is that we can't really move away from it. It's a question of in its evolution, ilobolo or mahadi, it's a question of how do we then get to do it better. Umama said something very important about how back then there used to be people who knew exactly what we were doing. Part of the millennial problem is that the negotiation team does not comprise of the wiser person. They want that aunt or that uncle who is educated and has money. But in their head, they're very much empty because of their negotiation is also centered about what they have. It's a question of, I've amassed so much materialistic things, I am educated. Then they start to meet the bar or the point about why they're actually going there to negotiate. Mm. So they are going to, they actually are overlooked, the people who have the wisdom, the history, the background, and the understanding of why they should be going there to actually in the first place to understand. And that is the problem with our culture now. That is why those negotiations will be more about the money rather than anything. There was also a comment about us having to buy gifts instead of bringing money. I mean, we must also understand that times have changed. Back then, they used to bring cattle. Yeah. But to move cattle from Pretoria to Venda, it's quite a lot of money because you need to be paying transport for that. So rather, let's cash agree on the price of cattle rather than actually moving up. But
and the family reunion idea, I mean, what did you think of that idea?
I mean, we can't move away from the initial part about Ilobola and talk about the reunion. A reunion is a completely different celebration. And you're talking about two families now. So who are you reuniting with who when Kabelo is a chabalala and the person is marrying is an accident? So we also need to realize that you can be talking about you are bringing two families together where the daughter and the son or the son and the son, because we must also not actually put this thing into the whole context of
forgetting
that we also have gay marriage. And so we need to also understand that context to say that in us moving forward, what are the ways that would ensure that we still stick to the basics of ensuring that we don't use this as a payback check, that the team that you send is not going to go there and say, but our daughter is a doctor. The daughter chose to be a doctor. I had nothing to do with her wanting to study 7 years.
True.
And you had me to pay whatever amount for the school, whether it's the Papa Makato or wherever you took it, has absolutely nothing, no bearing into the marriage or the union that we're trying to build. And often this is why people never get to live with the people they wanted to share a life with, because of some people really don't get to appreciate the whole thing of you're marrying a daughter from a royal family. Now, I am a TSM. I don't come from a royal family. I'm filling up the person with royalty. How does that have to do with what love we chose and how we... So it is all these things that we need to really come back. Not only look into the history, but look at how in the modern day age can we actually not get to overlook the importance and the core of why there is matrimony or there is marriage within our society, and it's important. And the last point I wanted to make now was that also the other thing that leads to entitlement, especially towards men, yeah, is that I paid 100,000 for you, so you must cook for me. There's a great sense of entitlement that comes with the exorbitant amount that is paid into Lobola, which leads to the violence or the gender-based violence in marriages and all those kind of things.
Okay, so coming back to Twitter, the hashtag is SideboardCindy. And Asabele once says that you can't fully understand Lobola in isolation from without understanding African religion. Children were raised in African families to be adults and parents to the next generation of the family and contribute to the wealth of that family by working for the family. So family wealth was centralized and everyone contributed in one way or another. When a girl's hand was asked in marriage to another family, she could no longer contribute fully to her family, and that is why Lobola was paid to compensate for the wealth that was spent on her being raised. This was made in the form of female cows that were to bear calves and grow the wealth of that family for the next generation. The girl was expected to raise and mother the children of the family she married to, work for the wealth of the family that she married into. And that was Asabele one just giving us a breakdown of his understanding of Lobola. So we have lots of calls coming through, but let me just come back to Umam Nomagugungobe so we have her back on a better line. So Umam Nomagugu, I wanted you to comment about Tamsangla's, what he told us about how the number of cows that were given as Ilobolo came about in 1878.
I agree with him because I did study about it from Sir Theophilus Shepstone, who dictated the amount of cows, 11 cows.
So it couldn't be so well.
Yeah, it couldn't be so well. And I think even the topic, you understand.
Okay, so we're taking calls on OH.
It's true, and what I must say is, we people, we are still colonized. How dare in the 21st century, we are still using the amount of cows which was dictated by the colonizer, Sir Theophilus Shepstone, today. That's why the problem, when I'm looking back, if we are talking about Renaissance in South Africa, there are things that you go back and find out and with renewed interest, and we make up who we are in a very relevant way, because love, to me, is a natural thing. It's not something to be sold. As much as we need those presents, but we must know it's about love. If someone is poor, it means he cannot get married today because of the high price of Lobola. So I think it's high time that the indigenous people must look back with renewed interest and make some sort of a good transformation, because we cannot leave Lobola aside. It's a way of doing things professionally and to minimize cohabiting.
And Mamunomakuku, so if someone decides that they don't want Ilobolo to be paid, what do you do in that situation? So I'm Cindy, I'm getting married to Umarinas, and I say to my family, please, he's not going to pay anything. Niti nige, magunjal.
Kiti nina. Kunamadlozila. Kunamadlozila. You can't just usuwegin uhambe uyokipita. Nomkhwenyana wakho ningabikile la ekhaya kungekho izivumelwano ezenzekile ezivumela ukuthi nabantu bakini abaphilayo nabangasekho bakwazi ukuthi usuyahamba usiyokwakha umuzi wakho endaweni ethize kasibanibani. So thina as indigenous people, we have ukuxhumana, we are connecting with our own ancestors. It's not about me and him, it's about the family. It's about our ancestors. But we cannot do away with those things because we are connected.
Okay.
So it's not a matter of individualism as it is promoted
in many aspects of life here in the new South Africa, where one person is very important than the whole family. Maybe a child is very important than the family, the father, the mother, the aunties, the gogos. We are talking about the whole aspect of who we are.
Okay.
It's not easy for us to live that life which is out. We know that culture is our identity. It's how we form families. What we must do now is to revive this Lobola thing in a very good way, which will make good families rather than create this havoc. We are having a high rate of domestic violence because when someone is paying more, you become an object as a woman.
Okay, Mama. So we're going to take some...
And it is still going on.
Okay, so
and
we're going to take...
People don't go back and ask themselves why we are suffering today.
Okay, Mama. So we're going to take calls. We're going to take a few calls so that we can get as many calls as we can before we let you go after the break. So we'll go to Mamsi. Mamsi's calling us from Johannesburg. Hi, Mamsi. Please keep it short so we can get as many calls as we can through. Thank you for holding and welcome to Sidebar, Cindy.
Thank you, Dr. Sydney, for having me. And thank you for this important topic. I just wanted to ask Umama, your guest there, can Lobola, which was received, be returned?
Okay.
And I'm asking in a situation where Lobola was received, but before the negotiations were concluded, the couple broke up. So I just wanted to know, because there are very varying ideas on this one. Some people say you cannot. Some people say if you don't, you are holding, it's like the people are already married. So I just wanted to hear the cultural expert's view on that one.
Okay, so we'll get her view after taking a few more calls. We have Likay calling us from Joburg. Hi, Likay. Welcome to Sidebar, Cindy.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Please keep it short.
For sure. Moradin Mami has fully answered the question about, you know, not...
Hello?
Okay. Right, so to marry.
We missed that. Just start your sentence again because I missed that.
Okay, I'm saying she has already answered the question of what, you know, me and my partner, we don't want to pay the bond, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But now, here's another scenario. Can't we then... with those people, who, I mean, with a couple that we're getting married, can we have our own price that we think it's, it's comfortable with us because it's affecting our own family?
Okay.
Because so often, I'm saying this, people who are putting the price in relationship, they're not thinking about where and how we're going to have the family.
Okay.
And that's where it leads to divorce because people end up fighting about installment, the fair, and stuff like that.
Okay, thanks for that. Let's go to Kaya from Alberton. Hi, Kaya.
Hi, Cindy. So I have a comment, not a question.
Okay.
I just think like with everything and anything, whenever the human element is involved, things could go positive and things could go negative. So I've had experience where my cousin's Lobola negotiations were a shambles, and the mother actually was a bit of a scammer, and she used all of the good world money to do her own personal things and upgrade her house, and you know, completely disrespected what the ideals for Lobola are. Whereas in my situation, you know, we took a very proactive stance on it. My parents met. There was many meetings before the two meetings of the negotiation. So it's sad that people do think that the whole Lobola and bringing together of two families is a waste, because I think in its essence it's a beautiful thing. You seem to say it too. So, you know, it's something that some of us really love, and I think I'm better off for having done gone through that ritual. So, yeah.
Okay, thank you, Kaya. We have Vandile calling us. Hi, and yeah, Vandile, hi, welcome to the show.
Sanibona, Njani.
Siyaphila.
Ngiyaphila, Vandile wakamthweni. Thank you for taking me in. I just need to make a comment. Enhle, ngikhuluma ngengoduso kumakoti. In a few weeks, I've been shot 14 years and shot you. Let me speak from a perspective of my court. Ngikhuluma ngeperspective of
umuntu okholwayo la ngishadele khona siyemsamo ngikhulume ngokuthi ngibe neexperience enkulu kanjani yabantu besintu nabantu abakholwayo into yelobolo yinhle asiyihlonipheni umntana entombazana angayingeni ngoba kuya ngokuthi isiko lithini ekhaya bafisana ifika la ake ngenze example before ningibeka phansi ithi into ngishadele emandebeleni mina manje amandebele athi bavusa bavusa nogogo nobani uthi ma uthi uyayithenga iy'ngubo zakhona zigijima kuwo 80 something thousand azihambi zodwa zihamba namacansi uthole ukuthi khabo ntombazane bagcina sebesebenze kakhulu ngenxa yokuthi balinde ukuhlatshiswa ngenkomo ephilayo balinde ukunikezwa iy'ngubo kuvuse nabalele so umntana intombazane akangayingeni kakhulu ayihloniphe nabazali bethu basizwe isimo sethu ukuthi amandla mhlawumbe awekho kakhulu singabuyisa kuphi ukulekelela abantwana into yelobolo yinto enhle umntana entombazane angayingeni ngoba akazi isiko usayofunda isiko lala aya khona if uyakholwa ayenziwe kahle kwenziwe okufanele into yelobolo akusiyona into embi asiyihlonipheni yenziwe ngendlela efanele
thank you okay so we'll ask ngiyabonga mama we'll ask mam noma gugu to comment before we release her mam noma gugu
yes
okay so I started with the first question which was from Umamsi asking, can ilobolo be returned, you know, back to the family that paid it?
No, it cannot be repaid. Hello?
Yeah, we're listening, Mama.
Oh, yes. Angeke ilobolo liphinde lemuva. Ngoba babe lobola nje babethanda ukulobola. Akekho wayeba pushile ukuthi abakwenze lokho. Futhi kwangabolekiswa langa.
Okay, so ilobolo can't go back?
Yeah, it can't.
Okay, and the second question we had was, are you able to choose your own price or, you know, choose what you want to pay for ilobolo? Is that possible?
I beg your pardon?
Is it possible? Umuntu azikhethele ukuthi, okay, thina sifuna ukubhadala, we want the family to pay this much or I want to pay this much. Is that possible?
Bayakwenza, laba balobolisayo ukuthi bafuna malini. Lokhu mina engikubukayo ukuthi akusekona kwesiko lokwakha isihlobo esisha so bengikhuluma nge-price esingaphezu kokwenza nanokuthi kufuneka sazi ukuthi it's not about furniture kufuneka umkhwenyana abizwe kakhulu kudule ngoba kuzothenga ifurniture la umkhwenyana is there ukuthola umakoti wakhe ngothando akashiwo ukuthi udinga ifurniture ngale ngokubuka kwami bengakuhle bashade labantu baqale kahle umuzi wabo ifenisha bayithi bazithengele kahle sebesomzini wabo rather than ukwandisa imali yelobolo ngoba kuthiwa kufuneka oblanket abangaka and we must bear in mind that sasingenabo blanket
thina like then,
so abantu they are just looking at zonke izinto to make money not to help this young people laugh
start life.
To cherish that love.
Okay, so thank you so much, Mam Noma Gugu Ngobese, for your contribution to the show. We really enjoyed your insights on the purpose of ilobolo. Thank you very much for joining us. I'll be back after this break on Sidebar Cindy on Kai FM 95.9.
Sidebar with Cindy on the home of the Afropolitan.
Welcome back to Sidebar Cindy with me, Cindy Siofan Sale. We still have Mulalo, Charity, and Moses to chat to on the line. But before that, we have Sumitra Naidu coming up at 8 on My Money and Me. Sumitra, what are you doing tonight at 8 p.m.?
Hi, Cindy. Yeah, so today we're going to be talking a little bit of advertising. We're going to find out a little bit more about the Two Tone Group. And we're also talking about millennials on boards, whether they are enough. You know, if you look at the figures, we have over 200 million young people in Africa. And every year, between 10 and 12 million young people enter the workforce. So you're essentially talking to young people. So you marketing to them, you're retailing to them. They're very important. They basically economy. So why don't we have them in critical positions on boards to make important decisions? Because they're talking to young people as well. So we're going to explore that. And we're also going to be looking at the tricky, you know, that grudge purchase of insurance. We have to have it, but how to spot where you are getting taken for a ride, what to look for, how to get the right insurance. And we're looking at, you know, disclosing. Okay. This has been a big issue on what you disclose in terms of your health and whether you've been in an accident before. So these are important things that
and
we
disclosure affects your payouts.
Absolutely. We saw this recently, how it played out in the media especially. It's very important. So how important is that going forward?
Okay, so that's Sumitra Naidu coming up at 8 o'clock on My Money and Me.
Let's talk about it. Sidebar with Cindy.
Every Monday to Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.
Kaya FM 95.9, Sidebar Cindy with me, Cindy Francel. We have 15 minutes of the show left, and we're still chatting to Gabriela Tshabalala about Lobola. He wrote an article, Lobola being used as a payback check. And we were chatting to Uma Nomagugu Ngobese, a cultural expert, about, you know, the role of Lobola in African tradition. Taking calls on 086-00-00959. I think we'll take three quick calls and then we'll chat to Gabriela as we wrap up the show. Hi, Charity.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. So with me, I must say just quickly that I also believe in just restoring the whole, you know, explanation around Lobola, why it was there in the first place. But with me, for example, my parents knew that my husband and I were starting from, you know, a very financially unstable place, and they actually spoke about it themselves. You know, they discussed that this is how much we're going to ask and all that. And then meanwhile, my father-in-law was there to boost his own ego, you know, because after that, because he insisted on it, much lower amount than my parents asked for, which my husband was fine with, you know. I came to learn about, and my father-in-law said that went around saying that, you know, I'm a good negotiator, you know, I was able to bring it to this much, you know, that's the only amount we paid, can you believe that? And it was so self-serving, you know, it was not about us, it was more about him. Why I'm also saying that, because even with his own daughter, he asked this exorbitant amount and he was not willing to budge, you know. And after the negotiations, he came back to say, you know, I know myself, you know, this is what I'm made of, you know. So it is more what I can do, see me, I can negotiate this way, you know. So for his daughter, this exorbitant amount, for somebody else, just because he was able to negotiate. So I think just as parents, people need to just realize that it's two families coming together. And going forward, even myself as a parent, knowing that you can't use yourself, you know, you can't be self-serving in situations that are meant to grow your child, to grow your family, to, you understand?
Yeah, no, thank you for that.
Yeah, so it was very, very sad beginning, even though it has flourished, sad beginning because of one person.
Thank you, Charity. We have Moses. Hi, Moses. Welcome to Sidebar Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi. Welcome to the show, and thank you for holding.
Yeah. Lento le into entesi sangfunu kuruma manga. Ilobolo is there to stay. Abantu kaningi amadoda complain ayo, amadoda angasi ready ukuthi angalobola, ikakhulukazi abanye badistebheka, uthole ukuthi umuntu uthumela abakhongi bakhe and then uma bafika lapha abakhongi bakhe abasi ready or ba overpower ile ya family, and then kuba inkinga kuleyo nto leyo. Mina nje ngithi whoever is not ready must stay away from women. Abantu kumele balobole, that's it.
Moses, so uti, umuntu, if someone can't afford to pay ilobolo, they mustn't even bother.
Yeah, if you cannot afford, I mean, uyo kwenza njani ngomntana abantu ngapha umndeni ukuhlalele abantu bakubo ngapha bakubekile, and then uyabona ukuthi you can't afford, and wena nomuntu wakho manikhulumisana mhlambe uyabona ukuthi nani ngokwenu, you cannot go anywhere ngaphandle kwama-blessings wama-family like you. Uyabona ukuthi bayinkinga mayifika ku.
Well, look, I wouldn't say we must deter people from you know, wanting to get married. I'm sure there's a way to negotiate and accommodate situations.
Yeah, that is why I need to abakhoni bakho makube bayahluleka and abakhoni ukuthi bangabambisana nalaba khoni laba ba reach i conclusion le enivumelana ngayo no two, and then kuba yintshe ingayibona. Uyothola ukuthi nani ngokwenu anisena peace. seniyazwa nani ngokwini la bayibona. And then yeah, what is the purpose with you know it too? Makube niyasolana nje you know it too. Mina ngokwami ngibona ukuthi hayi kumele nihlukane nibeke phansi and then uhlale kucabange kahle or uhambe uyosebenza and then ubuye uqalele phansi.
Thanks Moses. We have Mulalo calling us from Joburg. Hi Mulalo, welcome to Sidebar Cindy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay, so I am coming from the premise of, firstly, in the vendor culture, right, we differ in the sense that ilobola is not meant for the buying of gifts or whatever. It is purely for your parents, okay? And then I feel as though, as a couple, before the negotiations even begin, have a conversation about it and say, my person, how much can you afford? How much are you willing to pay? Have a conversation about that and then go back to the delegation on both sides and speak to them and say, this is the amount that we have agreed on and this is how much I can afford as a man and I can't go beyond that. Because the moment you allow other people to take over, there's going to be egos that are going to be involved. There's going to be, like Peter Kula was saying, the father-in-law was saying, oh yes, I'm a negotiator. There's going to be egos that are going to be involved. There's going to be temper flaring and everything. So rather just agree on an amount and go to both the delegations and speak to them and tell them that this is what we agreed on, because at the end of the day, we still have a life that we need to build after this.
And well, unfortunately, I mean, that's not always possible in all families. I mean, there are some families where the elders or the negotiators are just very stubborn and they'll hear none of it. They'll set an amount and that's that.
I think the thing about it is you don't necessarily go to the negotiators. Go to your parents. Because I feel like your parents would be more understanding, because they will be able to speak to the negotiators and say that this is the situation. Because if you're going, obviously, yes, the negotiators, it might be a difficult issue because it's your uncles and your aunts or whatever. So rather go to your parents so the parents can relay the message to the negotiators.
And hopefully come to an agreement.
Yeah, because it doesn't, I mean, I've heard of people saying 100K for the wall, and you ask yourself, like, honestly, like, what warrants somebody paying 100K for the wall?
Yeah, no, thank you so much for that. We have Joey on the road. Hi, Joey. Welcome to Sidebar with Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I'm fine. Yes, I wanted to also have an input on the topic for tonight.
Yes.
According to me, it depends on what type of celebration the two are going to have. If it's going to be traditional, which is might be cheaper, or they go for white wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that one also considers before determining the price of the bridal price. So it is also key that the two that want to get married, they share that information, because during the time of the negotiations, a question is asked, what type of marriage that you want, and so that they, at the end of the day, the Makoti must not be the only one that is going to pay a lot of money towards the celebration. And you find that the groom is paying less.
Okay, thank you for that, Joby. Gabriel Chabalala, back to you. You're the guest. You're one of our guests for the evening, and you've heard all those comments that have come through. There's lots of comments on Twitter as well, and you know, this one thread keeps coming back to describing Ilobolo as a scam, and it stabs my heart. Each time I read it, it stabs my heart, because people shouldn't be feeling like this. You know, people shouldn't be upset at people that charge. I don't know, Gabriel. There's a lot of comments coming through.
There's a lot. But you see, somebody spoke about how, I think it was Moses, who was saying that if we can't afford, then it means we are not ready. And that can be true, because technically what he's saying is that whatever that is charged is actually okay. And that we can't be in a place where, and that's why I talk about it being a transaction, that people want to talk about money in such a way that they forget that the very same people that are the two who just got married have to start a family. And many young people, you start seeing this on social media, and I do comment about this kind of engagement. The other day I made a comment, said that, guys, I hope many of you have started saving for your lobola and your wedding date way before. If you know that you want to get married at some point, make sure that you start, because this whole thing leads to people taking loans of from anything from 50K to 200K, and already you're starting on a wrong foot, on a minus financially. And because we are so materialistic, if they're going to charge you around 80 or 100K, then it means the wedding day is also going to be another expense that most people can't even afford. But also the other thing that I've had people say is that the parent will ask the daughter how much the man is earning. Meaning, how much do you think he's earning? Have you seen his salary? And you're like, such kind of evil is precisely why even most of our marriages are not even blessed or can't even sustain. Because of, you start to see that this person is not focusing on why you're giving whatever price, what kind of a thank you, that appreciation. Somebody earlier spoke about why Lobolo or Ilobolo was a token of appreciation to say, thank you for raising your daughter, and now that I'm taking a part of you, not also that forgetting that we are also leading our families in one way or another, that we must understand that appreciation has nothing to do with how much I earn or how much I make or how much your daughter has successfully grown in, whether in business or whether in their career, that we must start to separate those things. And it's very sad that you've seen there was a marriage that went for 6,000, I think, in Cape Town. There was another couple that married for about 2,000. And you start to see that the millennials are taking charge of this. That
well,
we are going
it's
to
important.
Our parents up.
I mean, it's very important to ask, you know, you go into your marriage with resentment or you're broke, and, you know, there's nothing as stressful as financial pressure on a relationship. So, I mean, I think, you know, my advice for people now who are considering getting married is, like, talk to your families now. You know, even if you're not thinking of getting married, just find out what your family is about. Find out what's likely to happen in the event that, you know, someone has come and paid Lobolo for you. I think just have these conversations now so that there's no drama when the time actually comes.
Yeah, and you're right, because of by the time you are in your early 20s, they're already shading on unyala ning or when I'll kiss the name makoti. So I think that kind of a foundation gives one room to start to talk about what is expected, but also to also try to understand that where are we coming from? Because this whole thing of repayment, it's a serious deal breaker. And some people, of course, because I remember having a conversation with my friends and said, like, you know what, sometimes because you love somebody, if they're going to charge you 80 or 100, even if you don't believe it, for the sake of peace and for the sake of you wanting to actually be with the person that you love, sometimes you're just going to have to pay it and, you know, move. Just to close this case, let's move to the next chapter. But those pre-negotiation talks are very, very important. But we must also come back to remember, why was there a Lobola or Mahadi negotiation in the first place? Why do we need it? And also stop sending these aunts and uncles who think that they are very smart, that they think that good negotiation skills means that you have a pretty job or a good job or that you have money. That we must start to send people who have our best interests at heart, who understand that it's government meeting somebody that you love and wants to start a family with, that the core of my discussion or my negotiation is about making sure that my child gets the best out of this rather than how much money we are going to make out of it. Yeah. And I think if we have that kind of approach, we might actually have that don't look like transactions to repay people for what they did for their daughters, for schooling and other things.
Well, thank you so much, Gabilo Chabalala, for being a guest on the show. I will be posting the link to your article on my social media pages so that everyone can get a chance to read it.
Okay.
But we've had a robust conversation. Social media messages were a lot. I'm still going through them. And I hope we can find a way forward. As I said before, and I'm going to say it again, talk to your families now. Just know what your family is about. Know what they're likely to ask. And speak about it now, way before we get there, so that there's no issues. I'll be back tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. on Sidebar with Cindy. Have a very good night.
Sidebar with Cindy on the home of the Afropolitan. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.